people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today we're going to jumpstart what I call If Only. If Only. I want to invite you to think of if you've got any If Onlys, and we're going to approach this from several different angles. I know people, and you know people, who have stunted their lives because of something that has happened. The rejection of a romantic partner. And if only that wouldn't have happened, I would be happy. If only I hadn't screwed up this job, or if only I hadn't done this, or if only I hadn't done that. And living a life with those kinds of if onlys just leads to a life of regret. And it also blinds you to possible opportunities that are in front of you. I think of the words if only as like a weight around you. If only this hadn't happened. If only this hadn't happened. And it literally drags you down. It blindfolds you and it drags you down. As I was turning on the cameras and the lights and everything this morning, I was thinking about this, and I was remembering the Rocky Horror Picture Show. There's a scene in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which, oh yes, I've seen probably, I don't know how many times, dozens of times. It was originally a play, you know, it was originally a musical in London. And there's a scene in the movie where Susan Sarandon is lamenting everything that's going on, and everything is bad at this point, of course. And she's going, if only we hadn't done this. And then the camera cuts just slightly off to from another angle to her. And she goes, if only we hadn't done this. And if only this hadn't happened. And if only this hadn't happened. Whenever we get to an experience, there have been usually many contributing factors to it. Can I say that again? Whenever we get to an experience, there have often been many contributing factors leading up to it. So to say if only A had not happened is not really entirely true. I think we carry this around, the if onlys, about ourselves as a way of beating ourselves up for behavior that we have done in the past. I don't know about you, but I've done stuff that I feel like I should be guilty for. I feel like there are things I should be ashamed for. Don't let your mind race. They're not all that bad. Just maybe how I spoke to people or something like that. Or, if only that hadn't happened, etc. And using if only is another way of shoulding on ourselves in the past tense. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Should. The word should is a way of impelling us. You're impelled to do something. You should do something. And yet what it often does is it is just a way of making us feel bad, especially when we have not done something. Because should is not often used as in, I should do this. It is sometimes, but oftentimes it's used as in, I should have. And that's where we get our if onlys. The other idea of if only that occurred to me, and I actually did a jumpstart on this a while back, and that is that what is it that you want and you think that if only you had it, then everything would be okay? I find that most of us walk around thinking, if only this, if only this person would treat me better, if only I had what I have in my bank account plus two more zeros at the end, if only I lost 10 pounds, if only this. And we carry that around as the big domino, is the term Russell Brunson uses. It's the big domino we feel in our lives that has to fall. If only this thing, this big domino would fall. This is a delusion. This is a delusion that we all carry, I think. And it's a way of focusing on our dominant issue, ideally, so that we can move past it, so that we can resolve it, so that we can learn to accept and move past and make the best of it. The thing, as we all have discovered, is there's what? There's another if only lurking right behind it. When you think there's only one big domino that needs to fall and all the dominoes will fall, the actual reality of it is, think of all the dominoes lined up, and we've all seen this, and we've done it ourselves probably, in creative ways they make them, you know, launch little rockets with dominoes because you push one and they all fall. That's what we think is going to happen when we get our if only. The challenge is, the domino doesn't get pushed in the direction of the other dominoes. It gets pushed in the other direction, the opposite direction, just falls down by itself, leaving what? Another big domino. So when we establish something as an if only, then we've got another if only after it in every case. And we continue to go if only, if only, if only. And what we do is we move ourselves away from fulfillment and satisfaction, which can only happen in the now. Satisfaction and fulfillment can only happen in the now. There's one final way I want to look at this term, if only, and that is looking forward in the future. If only I get that job. If only this happens. If only in the future. Now we're talking in the future, not in the past. And then that becomes that big domino, but this time it's in the future. It's not in the present. It's not in the past. It's in the future. And we think, if only that happens, if only that happens. What we miss is that a lot can transpire in between now and then. A lot of things can change between now and then that change the entire condition of that, if only. I've started using a new affirmation. And that affirmation is, whatever the future brings will be wonderful. Can I say that again? Whatever the future brings will be wonderful. I do that for a lot of reasons. One of the main ones is that I discovered that it's so easy, even with me, if I get off the course of gratitude, to go into fear and worry and everything about the future. We don't worry about the past. We regret the past. We worry about the future. And so what I do now is, whatever the future brings will be wonderful. Whatever the future brings will be wonderful. You know that an affirmation is working if you wake up in the middle of the night and you have to go to the restroom and your first thought is, whatever the future brings will be wonderful. And that's exactly what happened for me last night. So begin to drift away from if onlys and begin to focus on whatever the future brings will be wonderful. Let go of your shoulds and give thanks for where you are right now. There'll always be another if only. This if only is not as critical as it seems. You are supported. You are capable. You can create what it is you desire. So release your if onlys. It's often the term a victim uses. All right. And since I said a term a victim uses, now's your opportunity to spread our spiritual community by clicking share. Let the word know, the world know, that you are part of this positive community, and invite them to join us as well. Let's see. Did I get a chance to say Trish? Yes. Hello, Trish. All right. We're up to Christelle. Christelle, good to see you. As always, I'm grateful for new ideas my coach has got me thinking of. That's always awesome. It was so funny yesterday when I went to Unity on the Bay. I walked up to say hello to Chris Jackson, who I'd never met, minister. And anyway, I walked up and I was like, oh man, you are so great. And he goes, Will Bowen, you are so great. So it was just awesome. And the great thing was, this was so brilliant. They had three color name tags, red, yellow, and green. Red was, I'm not into, don't hug me, please. Yellow was, ask first. And green was, give me a hug. And I put on a green one. And after the pandemic and being alone and everything, I caught up on my hugs. And it was wonderful. Yes, I'm in Houston, says Kathy, a place called Kima, which is near Galveston Bay, by our boat. Very cool. Very, very nice. You're the best, if only. Will Bowen, you're the best, if only. I will take that as a positive. Natasha Harris says, good morning, Natasha. Always good to see you. David says, live in the now, never backwards. David also says, it only breaks your progress, stops you, blinds you to the immediate. That's so true, David. All right. I'm going to let David's comments be read. Let's see. Mary Miner says, should and would and could are absolute thinking. All or nothing thinking is unhealthy. Mary, you are absolutely right. That's the idea behind dialectical behavior therapy, is absolutes are basically the enemy of mental calmness and peace. I remind my mom, what can we do today? David, I want to read this about your weight loss. Weight loss is a case in where if only is defeated by do this. Once you do what you need to do, you lose weight and you continue to evolve it step by step. But if you do everything possible, blah, and I'm sorry, breaking. Oh, I lost. But if you do everything possible to make it happen, you begin or continue to evolve into a better version of yourself. Gravity proves that when you focus on the positive, you do what you do to release weight. There is satisfaction in the nowness of being. You feel more weightless when you lose the weight. Very good. Thank you for starting the week off shared. All right. Thank you to those of you who click share. And for those of you who are here for the very first time, thank you for joining us. Remember, invite your friends and family to join us and take the complaint-free challenge. Get a complaint-free bracelet and 9 fast art videos for only a dollar. You just pay a dollar for shipping and handling. We send you the bracelet, the ebook, etc. Mary shared. I want to thank you. Who is going to surprise me by sharing? I see how many people are here. I love those of you who share every day. I want to see somebody surprise me who doesn't normally. And the only way I know you click shared is if you type shared into the block. Thank you again, everybody, for joining me. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Today is Monday. What does that mean? It means fun day. Get out and enjoy it. Yeah, you're going to have things to do. Yes, you've got to haul yourself back into a bit of a routine. And it is that makes you enjoy the weekends all the more. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.